Hi everyone, you are listening to AstroVed Astrology Podcast. 2021 Scorpio Moon Sign Yearly Horoscope. Scorpio General, the year 2021 will bring overall good results, but there may be some minor issues for Scorpio natives, the Vrichika Rasi people. Financially, you should do very well this year, as Saturn is in your third house and the planet does very well here. Jupiter is also with Saturn and will go to Aquarius, your fourth house of home and family, for some months during the year. This means you may have enough wealth coming in. You may also succeed in competitive exams. The year also can be a good one for students and they can go abroad for studies. Rahu will be placed in your seventh house of spouse and business partnerships. Hence, it is a cause of lot of hurdles and misunderstandings with your spouse and business partners. You can initiate any big step in your personal life or career, preferably after this transit is over, or take all necessary precautions before you embark your big move. Otherwise, your relationship with your spouse or those in business can suffer. On the positive side, those who wanted to go abroad now can get the opportunity. This year, you may have to be very careful about your health. The family life and relationships of the Scorpio natives can be strenuous this year as your parents are prone to health problems. This is more specifically the case with your father. So, take good care of him. Saturn's aspect on the fifth house can bring more structure and make you put in more hard work into your relationships, especially with your love life. Since Ketu will be in your first house and Rahu in your seventh house at the start of the year, you are strongly advised to be careful with your eating habits. Scorpio, career and business. Career aspects are good for Scorpio native as long as they drop their laziness and overthinking nature and work hard with full dedication. Saturn, which is in your third house, can make you toil, but you must also go with the flow and not stop your efforts abruptly due to laziness or lack of interest. The first half of the year can somewhat be challenging, especially January to mid-February and around mid-March. Your impatience can make you lose some of the success you have achieved in the recent past. So think carefully before taking each and every step. But if you stay calm and act wisely, you will achieve name and fame, especially from June to October this year. Some of you may be asked to travel within the country and abroad on work to complete some tasks. Self-employed business people can also achieve success. Divine technique for success in career, Guru Fire Lab. Scorpio, love and relationships. The family life of Scorpio can be dramatic this year, especially at the beginning of the year. One of your parents or both may suffer from some ailments, which might affect you emotionally, causing some distance between you and your loved ones. During April to September and from mid-November onwards, your life may be much better due to Jupiter transit into your fourth house from third house. When Jupiter is in your fourth house, your family life may be calm, positive, peaceful, and devoid of stress. Guests and relatives may also visit you during this time to share some good news or to invite you to auspicious events. Your parents' health may improve for a few months, but it is important to take care of them. Relationships with your siblings can be good this year. Rahu is positioned in the seventh house throughout this year, which can create some frustrations with your life partner. During mid-February to mid-April, please be very careful and do not get into any argument with your beloved. Children should do well this year, and so you may be happy with them. Singles who want to get married can tie the knot from September onwards. Divine technique for marital harmony, Kamadeva Fire Lab. Scorpio Finance. Finances look very good for you this year, as Saturn is already in your third house. This position of Saturn can help you win legal battles too, regarding properties. If you have an ongoing court case regarding wealth, you are likely to win the case. You can also benefit from the government this year. Jupiter will be in your third house for some time and in the fourth house for a few months. Rahu in seventh house is good for you to get some wealth through your life partner or business partner. There is a possibility of spendings at the beginning of the year, but there are also chances of acquiring wealth this year. So you can go ahead spending money without worrying about loss. You may also spend some money on religious activities, for instance, for doing pujas and homas at home. Most expenses incurred by you this year will be for something auspicious. This year, you need not have to worry about cash flow. Divine technique for financial prosperity, Kubera Fire Lab. Scorpio, student and education. Scorpio native students must work very hard this year to see success. Even though there are pockets of the year when planetary positions do not seem to be in your favor, with your hard work and willpower, your goals can be easily attained. The beginning of the year may prove lucky for those who are planning to sit for competitive exams. January to April and mid-September to November are also good to those who want to pursue higher education. If you want to travel abroad, then post-summer appears luckier and more suitable. If you put in hard work into university's application and selection process, you can get even some fee waiver or decent scholarship and go abroad this year. Divine technique for academic success, Hayagriva Fire Lab. Scorpio Health. This year may give you mixed results as far as your health is concerned. Your health should be fine overall, but because Ketu is placed in your Rasi, the moon sign this year, you may suffer from some ailment or the other. You must be careful and try to eat healthy, do exercises, and get some good sleep. Any health issues can trouble you only in the first half of the year. It should get better after that. Also, you may suffer from mental tension due to your parents' health. Try to meditate and do yoga daily to overcome any stress and tension. Divine technique for sound health, Dhanvantari Fire Lab. Simple remedies and practices. Wear pearl or coral gemstone after consulting an astrologer or a gemologist. Put sandalwood and saffron mixed paste on your forehead before starting any important task. Pray to Lord Shiva every day and chant the mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. Minimum 108 times. Do Navagraha Homa for good results at home and work. Favorable months, April, May, June, July, August, November, December. Unfavorable months, January, February, March, September, October. During these not so favorable months, you should pray to your favorite deity and perform the recommended rituals. Thanks everybody for listening to this episode of AstroVed Astrology Podcast.